Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all! Get it all!
All right, we're back on a rainy Wednesday morning. This is Three Dudes with a View. My name is Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. We've got rain coming down. It's and it looks like just more rain all day. Clayton Harris, dude number two. How you doing?
Doing well, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. We don't have Mr. York yet. Regular special guest dude, Ron Hart. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Glad to have you in. Regular special guest dude. We got a full house. Regular special guest dude, Debbie Matthews.
Good morning. So glad to be here.
And in a return visit to us, and we're very happy to have him. Jerry usually comes on Tuesday, but he's coming twice this week, and that's great. Jerry Breidenbaugh, who is the chair of the Maury County Republican Party and also a member of the Maury County Commission. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you. Well, I understand. I'm so sorry I missed it, but now, Jerry, you arranged for Clayton and I believe Tom Price, who's of course does the news here on these stations, to have a and for myself as well, but I had a last minute thing and I just couldn't make it and I regret it, but you arranged a tour of the new Maury County Courthouse on South Main Street, which is under construction. I'm going to tell you that Tom and Clayton were impressed.
Well, I'm glad. Clayton and I had a chance to talk after it was over, and I learned a few new things as well as far as the interior construction and some of the things that are being done. And it's I was there 2 weeks ago, and the changes from then to now are just massive. But I'm glad that they had an opportunity to go, and the invitation's always open. Delk, if you want to arrange.
Well, I'd like to have a tour, but I don't want to inconvenience anybody. And again, I really wanted to be there yesterday and had a last minute thing come up that I just couldn't do it. But Clayton and Tom said it appeared they liked it, exterior and interior. Clayton, tell us about what your impressions.
I mean, it's just, you can just tell it's going to be very accommodating and a lot more room than the current situation that they have right now. But yeah, I was very impressed with not only the exterior but inside the building, and from the basement to the top floor, it was. I think people are going to be happy with the results.
And I have been a new courthouse skeptic. I wondered if we could get a courthouse that, you know, is befitting of its predecessor, the classic architecture of the old courthouse. If we could get one for $33-34 million, I thought it would cost $50 or $60 million. But hey, I'm a lawyer, and I was skeptical of the whole thing. But you know, I also said I will be thrilled to eat crow because that's for the good of Maury County, and it looks like it's going to be on budget, on time, and by all accounts, it's a pretty nice courthouse. So.
I think it's going to be well. I always enjoy going through it, and again, I'm not going to make all of my living down there, but obviously, I'm probably going to be in that place more than anybody here today. And to me, the biggest advantage or the biggest improvement is the number of meeting rooms that attorneys are going to have to privately consult with their clients apart from the general public, which is virtually non-existent now. What I learned yesterday that I did not know was that one of the changes that we made was the meeting rooms originally were just walled with one door and a little glass panel, which you really couldn't tell whether there's anybody in there or not. And you don't want to open the door and interrupt something. So they've replaced that with what I would call a picture window, but it's claimed by about a 4x4 piece of glass or something like that. But it's going to be frosted with artwork. Tom Price, asset this county could not do without.
Oh yeah,
provided 40 Absolutely. Different pieces of art to the architects, and they have worked that into the panes of glass on each one of those meeting rooms. So you'll have a pictorial history, if you will, and an example of Maury County at each meeting room. You can still see the shadows of people, so you know they're in there. But the artwork in the glass is what's going to draw your attention and your eyes to what Maury County is all about. And I thought that was a great touch. I had no idea that was going in there until yesterday.
No, that sounds pretty cool. I hadn't heard about that.
I'm anxious to see that. I'm really excited to see that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, you know, like I said, I was a skeptic, but I also said I'd be happy to eat crow. And it sounds like we're on something pretty good, on time and on budget.
So. It's going to open on time. And Clayton and I talked to Mr. Spencer and Mr. Hewitt yesterday, and they are open to coming on at any time you want to invite them and talk about it and educate the general public on it.
I think Clayton plans to arrange that.
The invitation has been sent, so yes. Looking forward to that. That'll be good.
And Clayton, you described the six courtrooms, three down and three up on the second floor.
Three courtrooms, identical size, but different layout.
Correct. And like we mentioned,
three on each floor, so a total of six.
Total of six.
Yep. Upstairs, you have the Virginia-style, you know, courtroom with the jury box in the front, and we discussed that. And I think that's going to be pretty neat.
Yeah, the only place I know of that existing in Middle Tennessee is down in the Giles County Courthouse.
I believe that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, that old To Kill a Mockingbird courtroom down there is amazing. And I have tried cases in that courtroom. It's not much different. I mean, the dynamics of the jury trial really don't change because of the way the jury sits facing in front of the judge, facing the litigants and lawyers and the audience. Just to try a case in that old Giles County courthouse is a thrill. I mean, it's got balconies, and I mean, it's got Atticus Finch written all over it. Yeah.
Well, they put a lot of thought into the security of the building. Clayton might have told you the elevators, from what I lovingly call the Donnie Morrow detention facility downstairs, brings it right up to the courtroom. So the accused never interact with the general public or with their victims, if you will. And there's also a couple of rooms set aside for the district attorney to also meet privately with victims and for victims to wait so that they're not exposed to the outside element. So the security and the privacy of those that are involved in those types of cases has been taken into consideration. The clerk's offices are laid out nicely with access by the public and security for entrance and exit. It's just a well thought out building.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to the county. On time, on budget, good courthouse. Can't beat that. And I'm certainly happy for Maury County to.
Well, if it comes to the old courthouse, the beautiful old courthouse.
Oh, that's a.
Those are conversations that just started, Ron. We do want to preserve the history. We want to preserve the courthouse. Delk's had a couple of good suggestions, I think, about taking it back to its pre-1960 look on the interior. There's talk about keeping the mayor's office, the grand jury room there, converting part of it to judges' offices. All those are preliminary conversations right now. The one thing we have done, we've got what's called a request for qualifications out for architectural firms to submit to us their resumes, if you will, so that we can choose someone to work with to actually come up with a final plan. But we encourage the public to communicate.
Kept in some form or fashion. You're not going to plow it. No one's going to be stupid enough to plow it down.
No. Okay. I don't think any of us are even considering that. That is
nobody's going to plow it down. But Ron,
you wouldn't live to see the next day if that happened.
Yeah.
No, but what needs to be done, sometime, this, and I never saw it, Ron, but it was designed. What's that fellow's name? E-E-E.
Yeah, Vault? Pretty well-known guy.
What, is it Vault?
No. He grew up in Columbia. He designed the existing Maury County Courthouse. He designed Memorial Building and then moved on to New York to become a world-famous architect. I can't remember his name right now.
Okay, somebody Google it out there and text Clayton.
Yeah, but that's the Memorial Building and the present courthouse are, of course, magnificent structures and the kind of thing other places just don't have. The old courthouse, though, had the present courthouse, before it was messed up in the late 50s, had an open rotunda going all the way from the ground floor clear up to the dome. And the old lawyers, I never saw it. I mean, first time I set foot in the present courthouse was, you know, with my dad, who was a lawyer in the 60s when I was a little boy, but described a two-story courtroom there in the present Maury County Courthouse. with balconies and, you know, like another To Kill a Mockingbird courtroom. Let's see. The fellow's name is J.E.R. Carpenter, is the architect of the Memorial Building and the present courthouse. So, Ron, there's going to be, there's talk of like actually sort of messing up the interior even more by cutting it up and making offices and leaving the rotundas closed. And I think that there's going to be some discussion around that. I want to get around. We've got some folks here waiting with us, and Clayton, this is where Clayton and I are going to get extremely upset. Jim Grippo is here with us. Jim,
good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me back.
Glad to have you. And with you, Bethany Torino. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bethany. And Bethany, you're here in support of Jim Grippo, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. Mr. Grippo, Jim has announced his intent, and we've got a late development on that, something that just happened overnight. He announced his intention to run against Joey Hensley in the August primary, seeking to unseat Senator Hensley and run as the Republican candidate for the senatorial district, which we're a part of. I believe there are six counties in this district. And so Jim Grippo is seeking to run against Joey Hensley in the fall. Now, Jerry has brought us news, and Jerry, maybe you can explain that. It's up to the state executive committee, and particularly a subcommittee of the members of the state executive committee who are the committee members from this senatorial district.
Correct.
Being Angela McClanahan and the other fellows from Giles County.
Chris Morris.
So basically, the state executive committee delegates to them as a subcommittee any challenge to the bona fides of a Republican candidate who might be on the ballot in this senatorial district, correct?
Yeah, I would say not a subcommittee, but the state executive committee is made up of two representatives from each Senate district across the state. Because this is the 28th district, then the representatives from the 28th district, Angie and Chris, are the ones that would be responsible for checking the bona fides and then making recommendations to Scott Golden, the chairman, as to whether or not an individual was or wasn't bona fide to be on the ballot. And I received a phone call last night that they had made their decision that Mr. Grippo was not going to be declared to be bona fide, would not be permitted to be on the ballot, and that they had notified Mr. Golden of their decision not to pursue a waiver.
That's just so pathetic.
That's just awful. I'm looking at Jim Grippo right now, and he's a Republican, by George. There's just no doubt about it.
It's insulting to the voters that they believe
that
they're the smartest people in the room and that they know better than everybody else.
Hawks on the state Republican
on
party.
Who they can determine. Who they believe is a conservative or not. This goes back to the congressional race 2 years ago. They started throwing people off the ballot. It's disgusting. And that's why, you know, people, the Republican Party is going to start losing people like me. I can assure you that because, I mean, this is ridiculous.
So just to put a little light on this.
And Debbie, now you're a Republican rebel. Where are you?
Yeah, I was the vice chair in the chair, and now I'm the chair of the conservative Republicans. But so this has been a dividing issue for a lot of reasons. And I will say this, that a state executive committee last summer or last fall voted that if for some reason, as they're tightening this to make sure they have bona fide Republicans running, if you've got 3 out of 4, you can consider bona fide if you've voted Republican primary 3 out of 4 times.
Well, let's
if you have a Democratic vote on there, you were not going to be allowed after the year 2026 to run as a Republican, but they were given that breezeway. Then they got word that Baxter Lee was going to primary Andy Ogles, and Baxter had a 2020 Democratic primary vote, and they rushed in December and changed that from 2026 to immediately.
It's a cesspool.
Yes.
And the Republican Party hierarchy is absolute cesspool.
Well, remember, Baxter Lee and I are totally different. Baxter Lee did a crossover vote, and I do agree that that was it. Mine is a complete clerical error.
Yours
I never, never voted in a Democratic primary.
Yeah. We know that.
And that's what, okay, that, and I was about to get that, Debbie. What this is all about is an allegation that Jim Grippo voted in the Democratic Party primary in 2020. And Jim Grippo, did you vote in the Democratic primary in 2020?
No.
Okay.
So,
how did you mark the ballot that they gave you? I know somebody before you got a Democratic primary ballot and they marked through it and wrote Republican on it, and you got a ballot in error, but still, when you go to cast the ballot, it's only Democratic primary people on there. Tell us.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, I'm Jim Grippo.
Yeah.
I've been back in town since 2008. I married a girl from Columbia, and so we've been here for a long time.
Yeah, and just
a little background on me.
We've been different parts of the story in here. You grew up in rural Pennsylvania, went to Vanderbilt Law School, met a Columbia girl, and then have been met a Columbia girl, and have been here in Columbia practicing medicine.
Surrounded by lawyers. I guess I wasn't smart enough to do law.
Yeah, but you've been a Columbia girl, and you've been here practicing medicine, raising a family ever since.
Mm-hmm, for over about 17 years this summer.
How many children do you have?
Four. And they have been here. The better half, or the better part of my family, actually, what I've produced, right, what my wife and I've done is our children. They have been here with their mock trial championships. And
oh, wow.
So you guys don't remember that, but it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
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 yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're usually well better spoken than I am.
Yeah, yeah.
So long of the short.
But so you, I mean, you're saying right here to the world, you did not vote.
Correct.
And that's what this is all about.
Correct.
So, and Jerry, I think it would be pretty safe to assume that if these committee members, if they credited what Jim's saying, they would put him on the ballot, right?
Yeah, I won't speak for them. They'd have to answer for themselves. But if they found his allegation, his complaint, call it what you will, credible, then they have the authority to issue that waiver and say, yes, you can be on the ballot.
And I'll say right now, Clayton, you chime in here. Debbie, if you want to chime in, I'll say right this very minute, I find Jim's statement in this regard, his testimony, if you will, to be absolutely credible. And he's got with him.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. He's got with him. Well, you know, why? I don't know.
He's also signed an affidavit. So.
Yeah, under oath. But now you've got with you, you found the source of the problem. You got with you a copy of it.
Yeah, is this
a clerical error?
Yeah. So let me back up.
Made by the nice folks, usually elderly, who work those election tables, and are friendly and nice and always so helpful. But they do make mistakes, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. I tell people what is my voting experience, and I hope it's what most Murray County, because I vote in Murray County, and our district voters are. You know, a couple times a year or once a year, we show up. I'm usually after school dragging along my kids. You know, whoever's there is telling me how they was my wife's Sunday school teacher back in the day. And they're telling me how big my kids have gotten. And we're chatting with friends we haven't seen. And is there a D on the paperwork that was written by a volunteer? Unaudited, by the way. And never audited, by the way. The answer is yes. You can see it with your own eyes. I've shown you, Delk, and Jerry has a copy, and I think probably everyone but Debbie had a copy for sitting around here. For sure, not going to lie. Immediately
also
below
Perry,
mine.
Perry, he's some sort of Manchurian candidate that's going to be subversive to the GOP hierarchy in Columbia, Tennessee.
No, they have decided statewide, Ron, that if you've ever voted Democrat in the last four primaries, you are not... But, a bona fide Republican.
All right, we're way over on this segment. We need to take a break. But Jim Grippo says that he voted Republican in 2020, and he's got to
vote Democrat.
I was Joe Bo's citizen. So I have the good news is, one, I've had tremendous support from my friends and family and community, which is heartwarming. And I do want to say thank you to all those people. And
I'm getting some fan mail now.
And I do want to kind of apologize to everyone who's gotten phones and emails and texts from, probably 1,200 people that have responded or more to all my petitions and whatnot.
You have a large following.
There is a significant wave that came. But long the short, there was a groundswell, just me pulling a petition. No one knew who I was. And there was a big groundswell of Jim Grippo is a Democrat, which was actually in basis and no fact. As a matter of fact, I got a call from a person who wrote, so they have to do a bona fide letter to challenge me. A bona fide Republican has to challenge me and send it to Scott Golden.
Who was the letter from?
Out of respect for him, I'm not going to mention it here. Okay. And but I will say a heartfelt apology that letter was, he also sent a rescinding letter after he found out my case. Essentially, what was the diatribe was, you know, Democrats sneaking on. And if you see my stuff, and I can talk at length about my conservative values and conservative, not just conservative values, but conservative history, deep conservative history, deep Republican voting. I've never missed election voting, according to my papers here, since 2008 when we moved back after a fellowship. And I have one clerical error, and that is why I'm standing here today.
There we go. Let's take a break and come back. I want to talk about what's on that sheet some more.
Parks Motor Sales in Columbia has a large assortment of quality new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, a trusted sales staff, and financing plans that fit any budget. Visit Parks once and you'll quickly discover why people all over Middle Tennessee have been buying vehicles there for more than 60 years. And factory-certified technicians can service and repair your vehicle as long as you own it. Go to ParksMotorSales.com or stop by the lot at 919 Nashville Highway and take a test drive today.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Have you been hauling your own garbage to the convenience center? Are you tired of doing it? Does your work schedule keep you from hauling it off regularly? Is your teenage son not taking it off like he promised when he got his driver's license? Do you have something better to do on Saturday? If any of these questions strike home to you, call the garbage man at 931-540-0919 and your problem will be solved.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Dr. Dominic Mancini from the Dr. Gill Center. Have you been injured in a car accident? Are you still in pain? Untreated whiplash injuries to the spine may lead to future conditions, such as neck pain, low back pain, and headaches. The doctors at the Dr. Gill Center specialize in detecting and treating these conditions before they get worse. Our accident consultations are free. Call me, painfree.com, or call 615-551-9224.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I'm going to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The Columbia Arts Council presents Artist Meetup, April 22nd, 5 to 7 p.m. at Gallery 48, 107 West 7th Street in Columbia, Tennessee. Discover how the Arts Council can help you connect with resources and build our arts community. Join us. Complimentary refreshments, wine, and handshakes with the arts community. Artist Meetup, April 22nd, 5 to 7 p.m. at Gallery 48. Visit www.columbiaartscouncil.com. That's www.columbiaartscouncil.com.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Hello, this is Rick Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. What is a full-service jeweler? Experienced staff, custom designers, in-house jewelry repairs, and beautiful jewelry. Yes, at Tillis Jewelry, we are passionate, knowledgeable, and committed to integrity. We strive to be the best in our community and in our profession. We build long-term relationships and become part of family traditions that will cross generations. We delight clients by providing an unparalleled selection, superior service, and exceptional value. Tillis Jewelry, we exceed your expectations.
Rainy Wednesday. My name's Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York, but maybe you had an election commission meeting or something.
Probably. It's Wednesday.
I think so.
Maybe they're talking about this.
No, this wouldn't be on the end of their purview, would it? I don't think.
It should be.
Well, as a matter of fact.
It should be.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. The election commission?
This is partly why I'm so upset about this, is because I've been to the election commission office to talk to Chris McAnally about this, and he is a person who is refusing to write a letter on Jim's behalf, and that's the one thing that could easily clear all of this up, is just a letter from our local office, our county office, saying that that's all Scott Golden wants. I talked to Scott Golden on the phone personally. All he wants is a letter from our office that Chris McAnally will not write.
Stating that there was an error in the recording of Jim's vote in 2020, mistakenly, the letter, I guess, would hopefully say that the election commission recognizes that there was a mistake, that Jim actually voted Republican in 2020, not Democratic, as the ledger indicates. Let's go around the room and sort of set this up. Jerry Breidenbaugh is with us. He's the chair of the Murray County Republican Party, member of the county commission. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. We've got some regular special guests that are participating in this conversation. Ron Hart, good morning.
Morning.
Debbie Matthews, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. And also with Jim Grippo is Bethany Torino.
Good morning.
I guess you're going to describe yourself as a Jim Grippo supporter for state senate, correct?
Absolutely. Well, and just quickly, the story that I really one reason I'm personally invested in this is I had been up to the state capitol, just like Jim, to do a capitol on the, or I don't know, day on the Hill, right? You were up there for medical reasons. I was up there for social services type things because of my nonprofit, the Friend Foundation. And I had been in Hensley's office and realized how checked out he was. And I got home, was talking about this to some colleagues and some friends, and they encouraged me to run. And I'd never thought of running, but I decided to, that I was going to run. And I went down and put my papers in. And the thing is I found out that Jim was also running, and I'm like, wow, he's a way better candidate than me. And if this is going to go forward, I would much rather just support him than me actually run myself. What? So it's very upsetting to me that now both of us are potentially not being able to run.
Let's set up the present situation so our listeners will understand. Now, Jerry, the senatorial district that we're in consists of what counties? About six counties, right?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and it includes all of Giles, Lawrence, Lewis, Murray, Perry, and Wayne counties. And if it's Spring Hill, it's Spring Hill on the Murray County side, not the Williamson County side. Yeah. Williamson is on the 20th.
Senator Joey Hensley has represented that district.
Correct. And he's represented that district for several terms.
And
yes.
Jim Grippo, here with us, seeks to be the challenger, does now. Though it's my understanding, though, that you've received word that the Republican State Executive Committee members for that district you just described, Chris Morris what's her name?
Angie McClanahan.
They have decided that they will recommend Scott Golden that Jim be stricken from the ballot, or at least as a Republican, and therefore will not appear as a Republican opposed to Joey Hensley in the August ballot. Jerry, that's pretty much the end of it, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
That's the end.
Yeah, the decision has been made by those who have the authority to make that decision. And it's my understanding the deadline for waivers is noon tomorrow.
All right. Now, folks.
Yeah, and I just want to interrupt. I just don't think that's right.
Clayton and I are with you, buddy. And I don't know. Where are you?
I had to live it as the chair and the vice chair. It used to be that we could have discernment and look at people's records and do what we called a vouching system. So in the Congressional Five race, this is where this all reared its head.
And I'll tell you, but Debbie Clayton and I
I vouched for Robbie Starbuck. As the chair, I vouched for Morgan Ortegas. As the chair, I vouch for Baxter Lee because I know they're Republicans.
But what Clayton, I think the only people who need to vouch are the voters.
Yeah.
I think that they're, as Republicans, need to make sure Republicans are running on the ballot.
Let's let Jim tell his story, though. So, Jim, you grew up in rural Pennsylvania. And folks, that's in a small town. Think Mount Pleasant. Is that about a pretty good, close enough?
Yeah, we're a rural town in central Pennsylvania. And I think the joke was made yesterday. You know, Pennsylvania is basically Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and Alabama in between. Except we mine coal where we came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Through school, and I made my way down to Vanderbilt. Met my wife while I was at school there. And we actually, during training, lived in Virginia, lived in Florida. And then we moved back to Columbia, Tennessee. There were the sun shines, right?
And I'm guessing that area of Pennsylvania is as deep red as this area of Tennessee.
Correct. It's a somewhat rural-urban divide. We understand that here in Murray County and in our district, for sure. And same values.
For the last number of years, you've been here practicing medicine, raising family right here in Tennessee.
Correct. Yeah. And so I've been busy. Honestly, I feel like I'm taking care of the people of our district, and because our district and my practice covers most of the district at some level. And frankly, I saw a need. I wandered around for a couple weeks trying to find somebody but me. And at one point I said, well, I guess it's me. And so here I am.
Your decision to attempt to run.
Yeah. I mean, I'm busy. I got four kids. I'm, you know, doctor, working, doing what we do. And frankly, this is a sacrifice, and I've learned about it fast.
Well, let me just say this, guys. If it were 2 years ago, looking at your record, you were a bona fide Republican, even if the D was on there.
I was a bona fide Republican until exactly what you said, until December, January, when they made this decision.
All right. Yes. Clayton, we went long. Now we got to make up for it. So we're going to take a quick break and come back. But
I think Chris Morris is going to join us.
Oh.
Back.
We'll be right back.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hiller Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Hiller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyhiller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly. Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. Call us at 931-269-9520, 931-269-9520, or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. We help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook. Or contact us at 931-490-8183.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
All right, we're back. Three News with a View. We've got a very exciting show this morning. I'm going to truncate it a little bit because of the interest of time. We've got Jim Grippo with us, who's as seeking to be a candidate for the Republican nomination for State Senate 54, I think, to oppose Joyce Hensley.
District 28.
28, yeah. 28, to oppose Joey Hensley in the August primary. And then if he got the nomination, the Republican nomination, to run in the general election for Tennessee State Senate. The problem has occurred where in 2020, according to the records at the Maury County Election Commission office, he voted in the Democratic primary and according to the state rules of the Republican Party, specifically the Republican State Executive Committee, then he is disqualified from the ballot and the Republican State Republican Party has the ability to keep him off the ballot as a Republican. Members of the State Executive Committee, Chris Morris and Angie McClanahan, yesterday decided that they would not recommend to the State Executive Committee that Jim Grippo not be on the ballot as a Republican in August, and that's pretty much the end of the matter. As the process works, as the State Executive Committee typically adopts the recommendation of the executive committee members from the senatorial district involved. So that's pretty much it. That's pretty much the end of the line. Now, Jim Grippo is here with us. Jim Grippo, good morning.
How are you again?
And Jerry Bridenbaugh, though, you said you want to make a brief announcement.
Well, I just want to make it clear that as the sitting chairman, I'm not endorsing Mr. Grippo over Mr. Hensley or Mr. Hensley over Mr. Grippo, not making a decision in that regard. But I felt as party chair when Mr. Grippo came to me and said, hey, I got a question. It was my job also as a party chair to make sure that all parties were heard and treated fairly. And yeah. So that's my position here because the decision making process being a statewide office is with the state. So I just want to make, you know, for folks listening, just understand, I'm not here to take sides on this one. I am here just to present the information.
And Jerry, I'll just say personally, though, you know, my rule of thumb is if you got an incumbent who's doing a reasonably good job, why switch? This is not about that, though. This is about Jim Grippo's right to run as a Republican nominee oppose Joey Hensley. Right. That's what this is about.
Yeah, now, I'm not forcing a vote. I'm just asking to give voters a chance.
Yeah, and exactly.
Because this is without opposition. If I don't get a waiver, the incumbent automatically wins. This is a 73% Republican district, zero competition. That just doesn't seem right.
And you grew up in rural Pennsylvania, then have been here since you got out of med school, raised a family, practicing medicine. I'm guessing your background, you've been voting Republican since you turned 18.
Yeah, so in my 2008, started voting here, and you can see my record. You have a copy of it. There's 1D, and this is the one that's disputed. Clerical error that's keeping voters a choice.
Have you ever voted in a Democratic primary?
No.
Okay. And I tell you, we've got the ledger here. And folks, you've all been in to go vote. You know, at the primaries, you walk in the door and they ask you if you want to vote Republican or Democrat. And depending on what you say, then you get the Republican ballot or the Democrat ballot. And the nice ladies there, sometime men, who are volunteers working the desk out there at the polling places, they check either R or D.
Yeah. So remember, for everyone out there, the D marked on my paper, that's the only record we have, was done by a volunteer. They're actually paid, but I subsequently found out they're paid minimally, but essentially a poll worker.
Yeah. When you got to the actual ballot, you got the Republican ballot.
Correct.
Ron, what are you saying?
The construct's fundamentally flawed because remember Operation Chaos with Rush Limbaugh back in the day when he said he had like 20-30 million listeners.
But in this case, Jim wasn't trying to create chaos. He wanted to vote Republican, and his statement is he did. For, even
I
though
I get that, we're not talking about that. But so every voter under Rush Limbaugh's suggestion that went and voted in the Democrat primary to cause problems on the Democrat primary side, they could be very loyal Republicans, but they would have the same mark on their record as having voted in the Democrat primary.
That's what happened to Baxter Lee. Yes.
Trump, in this case, this is just a mistake. And Jim, you got a Republican ballot and voted Republican in 2020. Correct.
The rule set in place to help incumbent Republicans is made by Republicans for incumbent Republicans, rhinos or entrenched swamp rats, probably, to make sure that they don't be the opposition. So that's fundamentally why they're being so difficult, I guess.
And I mean, I think I gather you're on Jim's side on this one, Ron.
Oh yeah, I am. I'm for competition.
Yeah. All right. Now a clerical error. The poll worker checked D, but you, in fact, in 2020, got a Republican ballot and voted Republican.
Correct.
There we go. All right. Folks, the folks making the decision on this are Chris Morris and Angie McClanahan. Their recommendation will be accepted by the state executive committee, and they have both decided to exclude Jim Grippo from the ballot this August based on the clerical error at the election office or the polling place. Chris Morris, the state committee person is on the line with us. I think Chris Morris, you there?
He's muted right now.
Let me unmute. I am here.
Chris Morris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Nice to meet you for the first time.
There we go. All right, Mr. Morris, are you calling Jim Grippo a liar?
I didn't say that. Do not put words in my mouth.
I'm just asking you a question, Mr. Morris. That's all I did.
I'm not calling him a liar by no means.
Well, then why aren't you recommending that he be allowed to be put on the ballot? If he's not a liar, then he's telling the truth and he voted Republican in 2020.
All right. Let me come back at you.
All right. Come.
Let me talk.
Bring it.
Let me talk. I'll bring it. You better believe it. Pack a lunch. I'm coming. Jim Grippo, you had a conversation with Chairman Golden.
He said you had a conversation with Chairman Golden.
Have you had any conversations with Chairman Golden?
I've talked to Golden, and my wife, I think, has actually had a conversation with Golden.
Okay, so what's your point, Mr. Morris? We're running out of time. Get at it.
Okay, my point is, number one, Jim, you admitted to Chairman Golden you crossed over and voted in the 2020 March primary.
Mr. Jim Grippo, did you do that?
No.
Okay.
Now, according to Chairman Golden, that's exactly what he told Chairman Golden.
Did you do that, Mr. Grippo?
No.
And I have to say, because I also spoke directly with Scott Golden on the phone, and that was not the argument a week ago when I talked to Scott Golden. So
Scott Golden would say anything about Jim Grippo telling him that he voted?
Absolutely not. He was talking to me as if it were a clerical error.
All right, Mr. Morris, okay. My question is still to you. You calling Jim Grippo a liar?
I did not call him a liar.
Okay, then why don't you recommend that he be on the ballot?
Because I'll tell you what would be fair to do this the correct way is to sit down with Jim Grippo, Scott Golden, and myself, and Angie McClanahan.
Mr. Grippo, are you willing to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We've asked.
Wait,
Whoa. Let's set this. Everybody stop. Mr. Morris is offering a sit-down meeting with the parties that are relevant to this conversation.
They've got till noon tomorrow. Why the hell has this not already happened?
All right. All right. But Mr. Morris, how can we schedule that? When would y'all be available? And I'm sure Mr. Grippo will make himself available when y'all are.
I guess.
What about tomorrow morning? Can we come up meet at your radio station?
You're welcome to do that if y'all would like to use this as a meeting place.
I have an office here you can use.
Sure.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome.
Show. Yeah, well, I'd love to come on the show and do it live.
Angie,
because I do talk radio myself.
Well, I think y'all need to, if you're serious about willing to engage with Mr. Grippo, y'all need to sit down and do it face-to-face, not in a radio environment, and try to sort this out, which is, unfortunately, you haven't had this meeting up until now. And that maybe you can have a meeting and come to a constructive, right answer. I mean, Ms. Morris,
I'd be glad. I'd be glad to.
Okay.
I would like to say that I love Senator Hensley. He's always been responsive to me and any constituent I know, full throttle all the time. But that does not mean I don't want other people not to be able to get on the ballot. It has to be a fair election. We need to read a letter where the SEC has removed Trump delegates.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about here whether or not Mr. Grippo should replace Senator Hensley. We're talking about his right to run against Senator Hensley as a Republican, which he has been all of his life, and a loyal Republican all of his life. Hell, you go back to I was a delegate to the Democratic Convention for Jimmy Carter in 1976, but I'm a Republican, you know.
Remember, Joey Hensley, I think, also voted Democrat in
2000. I'm sure he 2000. Did. Who didn't in the state?
And under these rules, I don't even know if President Trump would have been eligible to run as a Republican in 2016.
All right, no. Let's get back to Mr. Morris. I see what you're saying as an olive branch, you know, to sit down and get the relevant parties together to talk. And you're welcome to use the offices here at this radio station to do that. Do you have a time in mind tomorrow?
Well, first of all, I'm trying to look and talk at the same time.
I understand.
Mr. Grippo, have you included your cell phone number or how you can be reached?
I can't imagine it's not included in the information I sent.
Jerry, can you text?
But I can get it to you.
Can you text? Jerry, yeah. Jerry will text you that that Mr. Grippo's contact information.
Okay.
If the resolution tomorrow is positive toward this, can it be changed in time, or are we just running out the clock here?
No, we're not going to run out the clock. I'm willing to listen to everything and sit down and, you know, and Dale at the same time. I'm not trying to air it live on the radio. We can have a talk, and then if we want to have a debate later on the radio, I'd be glad to do that.
Sure, at this point, I think, you're extending an olive branch to get the relevant parties together to sit down and talk face to face. And, at least as far as I'm concerned, that goes a long way to, you know, I mean, you can't sit around just hashing over mistakes of the past. If you're willing to go forward with a positive move, and I commend you for that. Clayton, what say you?
No, I agree. I think we're heading in the right direction here. I think we need to sit and talk. But ultimately, on a bigger scale, bigger picture, I think it's always best to let the voters decide. I think they can cut through people. We don't need all these different rules to keep people off the ballot. I go back to the 2022 congressional race. I mean, again, states kicking people off the ballot. It's almost insulting as a voter to think that we're not smart enough to see who's a conservative and who isn't.
Yeah. How old are you, Jim?
48.
Yeah. And I mean, anybody who's 48, males who grew up here in southern Middle Tennessee, females too, of your socioeconomic status, they're all Republican, have been for years. Now, when I was a boy, it's a little different. You can look and talk to the man and realize that he's been a Republican all his life. Mr. Morris, I'm going to let, we're about to wind up here. I'm going to let Jerry, get Mr. Grippo's information to you. Welcome to use our offices here as a meeting place. Tomorrow we'll have coffee, maybe even some snacks or something. But let y'all have a private place to talk. We'll give you an office where all of y'all can sit.
Mr. Morris, can you unilaterally get him on the ticket? I mean, are you just one vote of three and it's kind of a moot meeting?
He's one vote of two.
One vote of two. There would be a tie if you went yes, the other guy went no. So can the other guy be there?
And the way this works, let's just say there was a disagreement between Angie McClanahan and myself, and one was yes and one was no, it goes to a political subcommittee of the SEC,
right,
which is made up of 14 members.
We're about to, but what have we got left, Clayton?
Oh, we got about
There's one thing
seven.
I want to correct that was, I want to set something straight, okay?
Okay.
The major thing is this senatorial district covers all of Giles, all of Lewis, all of Murray, all of Marshall, and the Spring Hill and Thompson Station side on Williamson County side.
So no Wayne.
Yeah, that's correct. I was looking at an older map. So thanks, right, Chris, for that. It is a correction to what I said.
And Ms. Morris, we'll look forward to, we'll give you a private office, a cup of coffee, and let y'all meet in private and where you can, you know, talk honestly and face to face. And
it sounds like a plan. And Jim, if you do not answer your phone, I will send you a text.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the opportunity.
And my office is right here for you all to use.
I think we have volunteered 18 offices, so we're just going to pick one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's plenty of room in this building. But Clayton, yeah, we'll give you a private place to meet where y'all can have a frank talk with each other.
Or dialed in the third boat.
Angie's a school teacher, so I don't know if she can be
here. Yeah, Angie's never available until 3 o'clock or later. She does work in the school.
Well, why don't we try to move it to this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm happy to meet this evening.
How about that, Chris? Can you meet this afternoon?
Well, I do have plans. My better half had a surgical error yesterday.
Oh, man, I'm
sorry. And let me see where that's at, and I will talk with Mr. Griffin.
Okay. Yeah, we'll let him work it out with Jim. He's the they're the primary party, so we'll let them work it
out. Jerry, if you'll just get them where they could contact each other.
Then already sent the number.
I just want to interject, Scott Golden is the tiebreaker. That's what we've been told. Not 14 people. We've been told Scott Golden is the tiebreaker.
Well, as I understand the situation,
incorrect. Incorrect. It goes to a political subcommittee.
In the rules?
In the bylaws.
But, Ms. Morris, basically, though, if you and Ms. McClanahan come to an agreement, that's pretty much the end of it, right?
Right deal.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
Looking forward to meeting you guys. You'll like me. I'm conservative.
I know that Jim Grippo has been on every list of every Republican thing that I've ever had to mail out for membership or whatever. He and April are on our rolls and have been for as long as I can remember.
The guy's a Republican, y'all. All right, let's play the bye-bye music. Mr. Morris, appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Here we go. Tomorrow we'll be back. Last show of the week.
Tomorrow's week. No, tomorrow's Thursday. Sing.